Welcome to the Pet Psychic Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com, starring world-famous animal communicator, Laura Stinchfield, the Pet Psychic.
Hey, everyone. I'm Laura Stinchfield, the Pet Psychic, and I can hear animals telepathically who are living now as well as those who have crossed over. I dedicate this show to teaching you and your animals how to understand each other better.
Log on to thepetpsychic.com for all things animal communication. Go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/petpsychicradio. You can put your animal's photo and your question in today's comment section of today's post so we can see it while we talk to you on the air. Call in at 917-889-2693. 917-889-2693. The chat room's open. I'm your producer and co-host, Aiku Suhara. Welcome to our official full new time and longer show.
I know, it's so exciting.
It's so exciting.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, we missed you last week for the grand opening last week. We missed you.
I know, my sweet little Stormy passed away.
I
the
know.
Saddest little thing ever. I know. But you know what was so amazing about him is he was so ready. And he just was like, till the very end, he was just like, I'm ready to go. And he kept saying that he saw Maya, my old wolf hybrid, that she was playing in the snow waiting for him. And one of my pet sitters has this, like, Stormy song that she sings to him. And after they gave him the injection, you know, that makes them go to sleep. Not the one, the final injection. But he was, like, telling me, he's like, Mom, the angels are singing my Stormy song.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I was like, so cute. But, like, at one point he got a little bit scared because he was, like, he started to feel so, like, out of it from that first injection. And I was like, that's normal, buddy. It's okay. And he was so cute. He's such a cutie. And then for, like, 2 days, I felt him so strong. And, like, he was doing all these things. Like, he said that he was, we had this late dog, Summer, who was a Labrador who passed away this year, too. Who was his good friend, and he lived with for a long time. And he said that he met Summer and that they went to the beach together, and they were, like, the air over the beach, over the waves, and that there were dogs running in the waves, and then he said that they flew like butterflies. And then he said, I know, and then he said he's been to the Himalayas, and he said that he's helping children, he's helping, like, children with disabilities, and he's got a full, oh, and then he went skateboarding with my friend who passed away, who was a professional skateboarder. He was skateboarding with him. He's just been all over the place.
So, you know, last show we talked a lot about how Stormy was probably going to be quite busy on the other side. And I know that when I spoke to him before he left last week, he said, oh yeah, like I'm planning to go here and meet this person and do this and this and that. And it sounds like he is very busy on the other side.
He is very busy. But, you know, one of the things I think that's important for, like, everybody to know is that there's this time where, like, when they first die, like, that day and maybe that day and the next day, they're, like, around you. But then there's, like, this emptiness, like, the 3 days where you don't really feel them. And that's, like, true for me, too, where they feel – where he felt – so far away, and I just was like, Stormy, where are you? Like, for a while, he felt so close, like he wasn't even gone. Like, I felt his energy so present in the house, and then he just felt so far away, and it really is, like, disturbing. Like, especially, like, even for me, who, like, can talk to them, like, it's disturbing to feel them so far away, because somebody who's so connected to you and so in your life for so long is all of a sudden just gone. And so I just want people to know that that happens to everybody, even to me. And it's like, I can still hear him, but it's like, I feel like I'm pulling him back. And so, like, I've just started to feel him again, like, just like a little bit, you know, that he's like around.
So, do you think he'll call into the show today, or that's too early for that?
He better be here for words of wisdom. I'll be like crying like a baby. Not.
I love that he could still do the show. This is like so exciting for me.
I know. We'll have to see how he, like, I didn't warn him about it or anything. I mean, he knows it's the show. So, like, I didn't, like, tell him before the show, Stormy, you gotta be there. End of the show.
Yeah, we'll see if he shows up. All right, so let's take some calls because I think we got some eager callers that weren't able to call in last week because you weren't here. And like I told everyone, I'm like, I'm not a pet psychic, so I can't answer your questions.
So I want to say something though too. Can I say something before we start?
Sure.
I want to tell everybody that in honor of Stormy, I'm offering a discount. So 15% off my services, and they can be people medium too. And you just go to my website, which is thepetpsychic.com. Again, that's thepetpsychic.com. And I'm pretty much on any page you can check out and order things. And then there's a box for the coupon code. And in that box, type, I love Stormy in caps. I love Stormy. And then you'll get 15% off, which is quite a lot, actually.
Yeah. And Stormy then you have is S-T-O-R-M-Y.
S-T-O-R-M-Y, yeah. And then you have a year to book your session. So you don't have to use it right away. But you can gift it, you know, you can do that too.
Awesome.
All right, let's get started.
Let's get started. So for all the callers calling in, we're going to shout out the last four digits of your phone number. And when you get on, go right into your name, your animal's name, what kind of animal. Is it male, female, alive, dead, and a description of your animal and whether they are on the Facebook page or not. And again, if you can go to today's post about the show and then in the comments section, you can post their photo. That would be very helpful for Laura. So here we go.
Yeah.
3552355252. You are on. Go ahead with all your info.
Hi. Oh, I am so excited. My name is Gigi, and my cat is Mr. Bigglesworth. He's a Maine Coon. He's on the Facebook page. And sadly, I lost him about 3 weeks ago now.
Oh.
It's my baby. And he's got his little bow tie on and everything in this picture.
I'm going to look for him.
Let's see where he is. He's right below Barry the pit bull, I think. The little message by you guys about Skype.
Yeah, you know what? I can't find it because for some reason it's not letting me load, but I think you sent me an email, no? With his picture, he's wearing like a little red bow tie.
Yes, That's him.
Yeah, I remember him. So, here he is. I got him. So you want to ask him if he's okay and if he's planning on coming back? Okay.
Exactly.
Let's get him. He's super cute.
Okay.
Mr. Bigglesworth. Mr. Bigglesworth, can you hear me, honey? What do you want to say to your mom? What do you want to say to her? He says he's still snuggling with you.
I feel him.
Oh, you do? That's so good. He said that when he got to heaven, his stomach problems went away.
Huh, that's interesting because we don't even really know why he died, just, you know, because it was, he was okay one day and not the next.
I had a burning stomach problem. It was kind of a burning that you don't really like to have. You know, sometimes when they go suddenly like that and they talk about a burning in their stomach, I think it's like a tumor that started to bleed or something. Because sometimes the bleeding internally can hurt the stomach like that. Did you just find him? Was he just sleeping? Did he look like he was sleeping?
No. Well, the next day he wasn't able to stand up very well on his own, and he just didn't look good. And we took him right to his vet, and
poor guy.
It just didn't look good, and by the day after that, we had to make the decision to let him go.
Oh. How was that for you, Mr. Bigglesworth? I feel like they made the right decision, because I was drifting anyway. I'm really good at leaping now. And my meow is strong. My meow is really strong.
Oh, my God. He was so loud in life. You have no idea.
He was. Yes, he's hanging in heaven. His meow is loud, too.
That's great.
He says he doesn't have plans to come back yet.
He doesn't or he does? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
He doesn't. He says he's tunnel walking.
Okay.
He said he's walking in tunnels, finding new ways. And he says that there's a grandma lady that he's helping.
You say someone else's grandmother? Is it my grandmother?
He says a grandma lady that he's helping, who he's giving lots of like snuggles to, or lots of affection towards. And so usually grandma ladies are like literally like a grandma. It could be like your grandma or your mother, or it could be just like an older lady. More often than not, it's somebody related to you. And he didn't need to know that person in life in order to meet that person on the other side. And usually when they come in, it's for two different reasons. It's one to tell you that, like, he's not alone and he has, like, an ancestor with him. But the other reason is that your grandma is letting you know that she's there also and that she's watching over him.
That's great. Is there anything he'd like me to know? Was there anything I could have done for him to make his life happier?
Okay. Let's ask you that, and then we're going to have to go to the next caller. So,
sure.
What do you think? I think that I want to tell my mom. If there's nothing you could have done for him, but what you can do for me is lie on the floor and play.
And play? Absolutely.
Yes,
thank
and then
you.
I'll be there with you. Did you used to lie on the floor and play with him?
He did. He had this little area in my room we used to call his apartment. It was just a little cubby hole that he would lay in. And I would go down there and I would play with him.
Oh,
and
so he's saying, go lie there. And that's like a place where you can connect with him easily.
Oh,
I love that.
That's great.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Gigi, for calling in. That's so cute. I love that they call it the little apartment.
I know, right?
That's adorable.
He's so cute. Have you seen him with his little tie?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, that little red bow tie. So cute. So today we have a really special guest from Love Your Ferals. We have Christine Hubbard from Love Your Ferals. Love Your Ferals is a mission to improve the lives of feral and abandoned cats. So let's hear a little bit about Love Your Ferals. Let me find her here. Christine, you are on. Tell us a little bit. Welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about Love Your Feral Felines and what your mission is and how does this all work?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on. Basically, what we do is we try to improve the lives of feral and abandoned cats and kittens through trap, neuter, return. Trap, neuter, return is where we go out and trap the stray and abandoned cats, get them fixed, and return them back to where they live.
Mm.
Basically, it reduces the population of unborn litters, and then obviously they don't enter the shelters. And something else we started is a barn cat program. Basically, what we do is we work with a local shelter, and rather than, euthanizing the feral cats, we place them in barn homes. And basically, mm-hmm. we started that in June of 2014, and we've placed 110.
Wow. That's amazing. And how did you get, how did you start, or how is your, what is your involvement at Love Your Ferals?
So I actually created this rescue 3 years ago. And the way I got started was I was volunteering at a local shelter as a cat companion. And I noticed that a lot of cats would come in traps. And I learned what their fate was and realized that I was doing the wrong thing and that I needed to do something to help those cats that came in traps. And that's when I stopped volunteering with the adoptable cats and started putting all my efforts into the feral cats.
Wow. And like, how do you, where do all the cats go to? So after they get trapped, they get neutered. And then when you say you return, they just go back to where they were living before.
Correct. And basically what we do is we make sure that we post, you know, flyers or talk to people in the area to see if they are willing to care for the cats. We kind of try to find the cats a caregiver so that way we can make sure that they are provided fresh water and food daily.
Oh, wow. Amazing. So who are we speaking with today?
Mordu.
Special cat, Mordu. Tell us a little bit about Mordu's background.
Absolutely. So Mordu actually has a lot of followers on our Facebook. They absolutely adore him just as much as we do. Basically, one night when we were out trapping, he walked into our trap, and with any cat, we always take a photo for our Facebook and our records. And when we flashed the light in the trap, we realized that he had a huge wound from the lower jaw up until the base of his head. And at that point, you know, we didn't know what was happening, so we rushed him to an emergency vet. It's probably like around midnight, and they performed surgery, and what they realized is it was probably either an abscess that exploded or maybe a bite wound from an animal that never healed. I mean, we really don't really know how it happened. We just know that the caregiver said that she had seen him for months with that wound. And while he was there, you know, we took him home and we had him in recovery, and we noticed he just wasn't recovering. And at that time, we took him back to the vet, and we learned that he had FIV, which is feline immune deficiency disease.
Aww. But he's pretty healthy now, right?
You know, he is healthy. He's about 14 years old, and with FIV, you get a lot of dental issues. And so we've had to have him in twice now in the past year and a half that we've had him, and he's had to have teeth cleanings, and he just had 3 teeth pulled last week.
Aw, sweet baby. That's so nice. You guys are taking such good care of him.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's hear what he said, and we'll ask him, like, how he became a stray and then when, how he get that wound, right, and if there's anything he needs.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mordu, did you hear? Have you been listening? I just want to say that I love it here. I've learned to feel really safe here. It was really scary at first. I try and tell other cats about it. That some people are nice. And even though it's scary, you can learn to trust. I had always been a stray. I'd been fed before, and like a long time ago pet, by you know that man with the big beard and the funny looking hat? He used to feed us. And then he disappeared. But I have to tell you something. I got a cat. Not just by one cat, but by two. And they bit and scratched at me. And that is how I hurt myself. But I'm open to having a friend. Because I kind of feel like it would be fun. but it has to be like a lazy one. And I don't really want another cat that's been wild because I get too scared around them. I feel a little bit anxiety. Do you see that?
I mean, he's definitely more on the lazy side. So I would imagine that his friend would have to be just like him. Basically, his favorite pastime is to watch Disney movies.
Oh, that's so funny. Also, I do know how much they love me. He says he doesn't want the black cat with the hair that sticks up. He doesn't want that cat around it. You know who that is? You know who that is, Christine?
Oh, no. We don't have any cats near him.
Oh, okay. Is there a cat that like he might know about that's kind of tough?
Well, you know, he came from a colony of like 20 to 30 cats.
Oh, so it's maybe one of those cats. I thought he was talking about a cat that you might have in your care, though. So, like, sometimes they could know cats, but, like, they might not actually see them. They might see them in your mind. You know, like, if you're thinking about a cat, they could pick them up.
You know, we've brought in a lot of cats, you know, that he's seen when we've done recovery or just, you know, fostered.
Oh.
I can't think of a black one off the top of my head, but he has seen a lot of cats come and go.
Yeah, he says that it's a black cat and the black cat's tail twitches. It sounds like a real tomcat. He says he needs to tell you something else. He said he heard me talking about singing and that he really likes singing.
Aww.
He said he would love musical people in the room with him. He thinks that would be really fun. So cute. Do any of your volunteers play the guitar?
No. But during the day, he does have music. So like at night, he has his Disney movies, and then during the day, he has the radio.
Oh, yeah, he has the radio. I thought I saw a guy playing the guitar.
Maybe there's a Disney movie with somebody playing a guitar.
Maybe. He's so funny. He's so cute.
That's so cute. Amazing. So, Christine, tell us how our listeners can get in contact with Love Your Feral Felines.
Yeah, so they can visit us on our website at www.loveyourferalfelines.com, or a lot of people reach out to us on our Facebook, and it's just Love Your Feral Felines. And basically, we, you know, post pictures and videos of everything that we do, and we definitely make it a point to reach out to people and let them know what we're up to and let them know when we need help. And our followers are absolutely amazing. We couldn't do what we do without them.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Christine, for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Thanks, Christine.
That was Christine Hubbard from Love Your Feral Felines. You can go to their website. I posted it in the chat room, which is loveyourferalfelines.com. So click on that link. And if you're not in the chat room, join us. We're chatting about feral kitties. Next, we're going to be going to continue our calls. And here we go. We're going to be, again, just a reminder for everybody. I'm going to shout out the last four digits of your phone number and just go straight into what is your name, what is your animal's name, a description of your animal, are they dead, are they alive, what kind of animal, all that stuff, and whether they're on Facebook or not. And I promise I'll stop saying that after this. All right. 8093. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much. It's nice to talk to you. My name is Denise, and I'm the one that took the picture of Mr. Bigglesworth in the red bow tie, by the way. But I also have, that was my baby too. But also, and I have on the Facebook is, I lost my cat Princess in November of 2013. And she was with me for 13 years. And she passed so suddenly. And I've always second-guessed whether or not the doctors were correct in their summation of what was wrong with her. And also, I went ahead and I adopted and rescued two baby kittens that are brothers. And I was just wondering how she is and if by any chance she has come back in either Allie or Barley, which I posted all three of their pictures together for you.
I know, I see you posted all of them. I love the way you did that. And that's so neat that you think that maybe she might be one of them. So let's ask her. Hold on. Let's get Princess.
Okay.
Princess, does she know what she wants to tell you?
What, baby?
That she has a lot of family where she is.
Okay.
She says that all the family is being really supportive of you. I feel like they're like relatives of yours, and they look like they're all together. Do you have a lot of relatives that have passed away?
Yes, almost all my relatives have passed away.
Yeah, they're all together. I see them all sitting in a room together, and Princess is with them.
Aw. Is Mr. Bigglesworth there?
She says that she wants you to know that they feed her, they let her eat on the table. And they chop up meat for me.
Okay.
She says also they have really comfortable shoes. I don't know, is your mom there? Or like do you have a mom on the other side?
Yes.
Yeah, I think your mom is there, and I keep seeing her shoes for some reason. She's telling me, I don't know if they're slippers. She's telling me she has really comfortable slippers in heaven.
Well, that is really strange because Princess had a foot fetish with my shoes, but also was petrified of, like, big fluffy slippers. So either way, that's really funny that would be brought up.
Oh, I love that. Like... So you know where that is? So that's your mom trying to tell you that she's taking care of Princess and that she got Princess those big fluffy slippers.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And Princess knows that, I guess I just need to know from her that it was the right decision. Medically, they were so confused at what was wrong with her, and I felt almost cornered into making, and that sounds terrible, and I've never forgiven myself. And I hope that she knows.
Okay, let's ask her. Hold on. Princess, honey, this is a big deal, honey. She says first she wants to say that she's not Allie and Barley.
Okay.
But I come to them all the time, and she tells them what to do.
Okay.
She says, we're good friends. So what she means by that is that you might see, like, a little bit of Princess in both of them, and that's Princess talking to them and telling them, like, Mom loves it when you do this, and Mom likes it when you do that, and do this so that she thinks of me.
Oh, is she ever going to come back to me?
Yeah, for sure, Mom. It's got to be in time, though.
You tell her that I love her and miss her so much.
That's not ready yet. She wants to tell you it was her time to go. She said we all would have liked it to have gone smoother. But I was not well. She said she was just, like, flipping to be ready, which means, like, it was like she had to become ready to go really fast. And that's like one of the reasons why you had that like guilt or that feeling of like not knowing, because she was getting sick and it was getting started to get faster and faster. So she had to get ready to go fast. So I could see where you'd been like a little bit of unsure, because she was unsure. She had to get sure quickly. But when you helped her go, it was the right time for her. She was ready.
Well, I'm glad to know that. I've always felt so, so uneasy about it, and that had I maybe tried to get her somewhere else and, you know, to a better doctor or something like that. But they told me she needed...
She keeps saying, I went to heaven easy. I went to heaven easy.
I'm so glad. Oh, I love her and miss her so much. Is there anything else she wants to say, or
I'm gonna get to my next caller. I'm not that good at getting sometimes I get so like into it I want to stay on the phone forever with each caller, but I want to get to as many callers as we can.
So. Yeah, thanks for your call. Yeah, I know it's because we could like go on forever, right, and keep talking, because it's so interesting to learn about each like animal and their relationship with their person and the whole thing. I know,
and then I have to remind myself, oh my gosh, I'm on the radio, I better like hurry up.
I'm sure, because also, you know, you do this, yeah, you do this, you know, during a session, it's like, you know, you do it for like an hour or 30 minutes or whatever. Right. All right, here we go to our next caller, 4526. You're on the air. Go ahead with all your info.
Hi, this is Rachel. I'm calling about Pumpkin. He's definitely on the website. He's the one that's passed out on somebody's chest. It's actually one of my roommates. He's a white and orange marmalade. Has to be abandoned. He's way too loud to have been feral. But he has pretty much moved into the backyard, and my roommates got him a little house for him to sleep in when he needs to, you know, have somewhere that's safe and warm and dry. But there's been like 3 raccoons that have been coming into the yard lately, so I'm wondering if he's getting bothered out of going in there, or how I can help him actually, you know, realize, okay, this is bed, go ahead and sleep in here, and this way you'll be warm and you'll be safe while I'm trying to find you a house.
So let me get this straight. So he lives outside your house?
He lives in my yard now.
He lives in your yard. And did we talk to him before and he said that he wanted to come in? I forget.
Yes, that's him.
But they all want to come Raven in and see Rachel.
Yeah. Raven is really allergic, and so he can't stay. But okay. I'm trying to find him his family.
So you're trying to find him his family. And so
Yes. When
you said that you're trying to find him, help him, okay, what can I do to help him use his house? And that his house is like a little box, did you say, or what is it?
It's like a little feral house for the outside. It's like a little circle thing, and it's up on little blocks, and it has little flaps that cover the door, and on the inside it's got straw so that if he gets wet, it'll help wick it away. So
Okay, let's get him. So, Pumpkin, honey, did you hear how Rachel's trying to find you a home? Yeah, but I'm wondering when that's going to happen.
I'm trying really hard.
He doesn't really want to go into his house. I feel like I'm going to get trapped in there.
Oh, baby, it's open on both sides. That way you won't get trapped in there.
Oh, but it's open on both sides, honey. Both sides.
No lock. No locks at all. It's literally, he can get in and out either side.
I feel funny in there. So are the flaps down? Can you lift the flap up, or is it open?
Yeah. Well, no, I can lift one of the flaps up if he'd feel better like that, but he can lift them on his own and
yeah,
go in.
Just for a little while until he gets used to it and lift a flap up.
Okay, so yeah, because that way it keeps going.
Yeah, she's going to lift a flap up, okay, Pumpkin? And then maybe you could go in there then? But also, I'm kind of hungry. I like a lot of food.
Oh, my God. She gets
really
fed three times a day. Which one does he like?
Wet food.
Oh, my God. Of course.
I like the kind of food that you open and give it all to me. He says the other thing that he was wondering, when I find my new home, am I going to be an inside cat, an outside cat, or both?
Well, baby, I would really love for you to be only an inside cat, but I'm also trying to find out if they would, like, let you outside with them for a little while, but I want you to be safe.
I'm really safe that I'm brave.
I know you're brave,
baby. I think inside and outside would be best.
Okay.
Can I ask for something else? I like sheepskin feeling.
Oh, my gosh.
I really like that feeling.
Oh, my goodness.
What does that mean?
He has
a sheepskin.
Yes. He has a cushion that he kind of stole from the boys, and he doesn't fit on it. Bless his little heart. I'll have to put up a picture so you can see, but he loves that thing. And if I go downstairs and sit with him, he will literally sleep on that for just hours on end.
Oh, cutie! I love that. Cute little bud.
Definitely post the picture, Rachel. You want to check this little cushion out?
I will. It's spectacularly hilarious. So I'll definitely have to show you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute. A cushion that you didn't
put on. He's so handsome, too. I'm surprised he doesn't have this home yet. He's so cute.
Oh.
Rachel, you gotta put where you live on the... I forget where Rachel lives. Oh, yeah, see here, she said here, too, that she's... you gotta write where you live. That he needs a home.
Okay.
On the Facebook page. You guys can check him out.
Cool. Next caller, last four digits is 9937. You are on. Tell us your info. Go ahead.
Hi. My name's Yvette. The dog is Barry. Here is a picture of she's alive. She's a white pit bull, probably lab mix. And my question is, what happened at her foster home? She had an issue at her foster home and was returned.
Yeah, and so do you know anything? Like, are you asking because, like, he has an injury, or are you just asking because you don't know, they didn't say why they returned him, or did he get
a fight with an old dachshund, and they got really upset, wanted to euthanize her, and we took her back, but I'm just trying to find out more information of what happened from her point of view.
Oh, my God. So they wanted to euthanize him because he got in a fight with the dachshund?
Yes. And we took her back, but, you know, we're trying to figure out what happened because they weren't home at the time. So we're trying to find out kind of what happened. So, you know, is she adoptable? Is there going to be an issue with small dogs in the future? And just, you know, kind of her point of view of what happened.
And so tell me this, what happened to the dachshund?
It died.
Oh, terrible. Okay, so just so you know, and I'm telling this out to all my listeners, because I'm an animal communicator, sometimes people get confused when they say, like, I'm a psychic, because sometimes when we talk about being a psychic, people think I'm supposed to know everything.
Right.
And so instead of saying, like what you said started out, like, what happened at your foster home, the easier question for me to help me get the answer and to be the clearest with what is it, Barry, right?
Yeah, Barry.
Is what happened at your foster home? Why did you kill the dachshund?
Okay.
That's easier for me to get the answer than what happened at the foster home, because it's just, I'm just clearer, you know? So, okay. So let's ask Barry that. But that's a common way that people ask me things. So, okay, here we go. Barry, honey, I'm so sorry to hear that you killed that little doxy. That's so sad for the doxy. Do you know what happened? Why did you kill it? Do you know that you killed it? You definitely know that you killed it? What happened? We started off being friends. And we heard, like, noises. And we ran, and I was barking. I didn't really run and sort of trip and kind of step on the doxy. And they kind of yelped and jumped at me. And then I lost control. I just got really mad being mean. And it was sort of scary how I stopped being me, because that dog was kind of nice to me. I mean, it was like not my friend anymore. Kind of scares me because I didn't know how to stop. Everyone's been mad at me. And I have nightmares about it. Because that dog was my friend. And now everybody's hurting. And I don't want to be with a little dog again. Because I don't trust myself.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa. So do you understand what Barry's saying?
Yeah.
Is that he got sort of, once he got into full, he or she, is it?
She.
She, that once she got into full arousal, she didn't know how to stop. And so it became like, and that it became, it started from displaced energy. So like there was some noise and they were barking, and then she stepped on the doxy, and then the doxy sort of yelped or growled or something. And then it started the fight, and she couldn't stop herself, and she lost herself.
Yeah, because supposedly there was blood everywhere. There's blood all over her. You know, they weren't home, and she's lived at that house for over a year without a problem. And then all of a sudden, they come home, and you know, it looks like a massacre.
So they were friends. They were friends, like she said. She was really upset about it. She was really upset she did it. So, like, one of the things that I noticed that I've seen sort of like. Behaviors like this that come up out of nowhere, and I'm not saying that this is what happened with her, but it's something to think about. Did she get vaccinated recently?
No.
Like before that?
Good. No.
Because sometimes I've seen aggression stem from after vaccines. Do you know what, Barry? Like, do you know what happened? Like, why? Do you know, like, because if you haven't shown any signs of aggression and then that happened, do you know what triggered it? Like, I know it's what you're saying, that one incident, what triggered it, but why no aggression, that, I kind of had a toothache. I don't think that warrants that, though, sweetheart.
No.
But I did kind of have a toothache. Have you noticed that at all?
Not at all. I mean, and she was just at the vet a week ago.
So toothaches to me can be a bunch of different things. Toothaches can be like literally a toothache and it's like a tooth infection.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look. I don't trust vets 100% to always like, especially if they think a dog is aggressive, to actually take their finger and put it in the dog's mouth and actually look way back in the dog's mouth. I mean, some vets are really thorough and they'll do it, but others are not that thorough. So I would just do it yourself. Just put your finger in, if you feel safe enough, put your finger in her mouth and look. And and just see if anything looks funny. But then the other thing that can cause like pain in the mouth is being out in the jaw. So if she was like needed an alignment and she needed like a chiropractic adjustment, she could be out in the jaw or she could be out in the base of her skull. Those sometimes will cause like pain in the mouth area. Also, an ear infection can cause pain in the mouth area. Sometimes like if it's like a nerve can sort of pinch and then that sets them off. But another thing that could set her off is like old post-traumatic stress. And it could be like the time if she was abused at all, like the time of year or a certain smell that was going on around the house, but she may not be relating it to it. Like she might not know that that's what's happening.
She was found as a puppy. You know, and didn't seem to be abused, and then wound up going to this foster home, and they were going to keep her for her entire life.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So she kind of messed up a really good place.
Yeah, right. So I would get her adjusted. So this picture that I see of her, like on the Facebook page that's posted, to me she looks like she has a headache. She looks worried in that picture. I don't know.
It was actually the day I took her back.
Oh, so no wonder why she's worried.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Well, okay, I'd get her teeth checked again, and I'd see if she needs an adjustment.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks
I should
for your
say
call.
This, but she didn't. Yeah, she didn't say anything about smells, but sometimes cancer can spur aggression like that, like cancer in another dog, but she wasn't talking about the other dog smells like that.
I see. Wow, that's so interesting. So when dogs can sense cancer on another dog, they can get aggressive or it triggers something in them?
Yeah, like they'll smell the cancer, the sickness, and they'll be really confused by it. They don't know what it means, and they can get aggressive because of that. And I don't know if that's like, it could be instinctual, like they're trying to, you know, kill off an animal that's sick or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, right. That's interesting.
But it's not a conscious decision on their part. It's more instinctual.
Right. Instinctual. Interesting. Well, that's interesting to keep in mind. Let's go to our next caller, 2737, 2737, you're on, go ahead.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. My name is Julie, and my dog's name is Remus, and his picture is on Facebook. I sent it to you via a message with the name of Viva, and he is a lot. And he's a German Shepherd mix. And my question is that we'd like to know what he needs us to know. He's getting older and he's had such an interesting life, an interesting beginning, and we just want to know if there's anything we can do for him.
Okay, let's get him. And what is his name?
His name is Remus.
Remus, aw, cute. I got your picture and I saw it in the messages, but for all of you callers, do post your pictures under the post. That's pinned to the top of the page. Don't send it in a message because it's harder for me to find it. But I do see his picture. any people. No, that's okay. I just want everybody else to know for the future. Okay, so let's get him and see if he wants anything he wants to tell you. You're so handsome. I can't even believe how handsome you are. He says he wants to tell you that he wants different food.
Okay.
He says he wants food that's soft but has chunks in it.
Okay.
Like a little crispy. But I like soft with chunks. It kind of reminds me of like a gravy or like a food. Do you know what he's talking about? Do you know what food he's talking about?
Well, probably really real life gravy. No, I really don't.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a little bit of like the Evander's canned. Have you ever fed him that? It's like
no.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like it could be like actually meat and gravy. But that's what it reminds me of is like actual meat and gravy or like, he says, I love that kind of food. Like,
is it dog food or people food?
I mean, it could be people food for sure. The other thing that I want to tell you, sometimes I'm getting sore elbows.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I would like shoulder massages.
Okay.
He says he also wants to tell you that he knows that sometimes you're wondering what other people are thinking. And you don't need to worry about that. Because he says because mom, you make pretty good decisions. And you don't need to worry about other people so much.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Well,
have you been worrying about?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to think about it. It could be I do that all the time. I don't know. I worry. I wonder what other people he's talking about.
And, like, he could be, like, when he says stuff like that, he could be like there's actually like people that he knows, like he actually knows the people that you're worried about and he's saying that. But like it could also be something like you could be at work or you could be away from him and he's just tuning into you and he's noticing like you're worrying too much about what they're thinking and that you're making good decisions. Just be confident in what you're in the decisions that you're making or confident in your own life and not to be worried about what other people think too much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my mom needs to know. And also, I gotta tell you, Mom, you're a pretty darn good mom.
Oh, he's looking at me and wagging his tail. It's so funny.
He said, as far as mom goes, you're pretty awesome. We have such a good bond.
Yeah, it's
my
true.
My mom knows a lot about what I want.
That's amazing. Wow.
Oh, he says, you're always talking about how handsome he is.
Always talking about what?
How handsome he is.
True. Yes, he
and
is.
And that he's your good friend.
Aw. He absolutely is. My husband, though, is probably his absolute best friend. And he started out in Texas as a stray dog with his mother, and he actually hopped trains for the first 2 years of his life. So he's amazing.
No, he didn't. That is so cool. I love those dogs that do that. Hey, Remus, right? Is that his name, Remus?
Yes, Remus, and his brother is Romulus. So,
Remus, yeah. Honey. You hopped trains, which I think is so cool. Wasn't that scary getting on a train? What did you think about that? I thought that it was smart, too. It was just an easy way to get places. And it was just all I knew.
Yes.
He says, people either loved me or they or they stayed clear of me.
Yes.
I gotta tell you one thing.
I'm really good at eye looks. If I want you to stay away from me, I give you the glare.
Oh, you're right.
He says if he wants you to come and pat him, he gives you the blink.
Oh, yes.
He says he's really good at that.
Yes.
So cute.
Oh,
wow, he's
yeah.
awesome.
Yes, he's really
thanks for
amazing.
Coming in. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for your call. That's so interesting. What a sweetheart.
I know. I wish you guys could see him. He was really cool looking, like a shepherd, like maybe like a shepherd Akita mix or something.
So cool.
Yeah, really cool.
All right. We're going to keep going. Here we go. 5267. 5267. You are on. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you? My name is Myra. I'm from Pomona, California. My dog's name was Peanut. He passed in July. I called you guys around October, and you mentioned to me that he had wanted to return back to me, and I mentioned back to you that I had a dream about him coming back reincarnated, but he was in Georgia. And to this day, everything is still Georgia. The other day, I was driving, and a car gets in front of me with the license plate of Georgia. And in the radio, the radio comes out, a song, Taking a Train to Georgia, always comes out. So it's still coming out, but I just have no clue what to do.
About where he is yet, huh? So
can you tell
what's really interesting is that, oh, I know, isn't it so hard to lose them? We so do miss them. But one of the things that I think is really neat is that the signs are still coming. So you just have to trust, and we'll talk to him too, but you just have to trust that the signs will lead you to him and that they're just making it stronger and stronger so that when he does come back, you'll know for sure. Like, it will be, like, so strong in you because you would have had these signs all this time.
Right.
It's so magical that they can even do that. I mean, if you really think about it, it's like, what do they need to do to actually, like, make you and the car in front of you set up at just the right time?
Exactly.
Or, you know, and even make you pay attention to license plates, because I don't always pay attention to license plates, you know? So,
I mean, you could be
doing something else, and there are probably plenty of cars that go by that you haven't even noticed the license plates. So, to get you to even to focus on that, it's so amazing to me. But let's ask him. He's got the cutest little bot in this picture. Peanut, honey, what's going on? When are you coming back? He says that he really wants to come back soon, but he's doing the dancey. And until he finishes the dancey, he can't come back. What is the dancey, buddy? What is that? He says it's a really cool wiggle and move. He says, and when you wiggle and dance like that and move like that, you make sadness disappear.
Wow.
He says he's going to a lot of places that are sad. And he's doing his wiggle to change the energy there.
Aww.
And he says a lot of people and animals feel him.
Aww.
Tell my mom I do it around her too. He says he touches his butt up against you. Do you know what that means? Like, did he used to wiggle his butt up against you?
It's because I used to spank him on the butt. He liked it.
No way. That's so funny. So
he would stretch. You know how dogs have they always stretch and they leave their butt sticking up in the air? Well, he would do that,
yeah.
And I would just tap his butt, like, a few times, and he would just stay there for a good minute. Like, for me to tap his butt. He liked it. It was so weird.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. So he says that he's coming to you and doing that to you. So know that when you have that memory of him doing that, that could be him visiting you.
And I always picture myself scratching him too, right there of where the tail, right above his tail. He loved that area, and I could feel it. Like I imagine it, and I could feel it. It's so weird.
Yeah. So when you have that, that's him coming in spirit and wrapping his spirit around you and giving you that feeling, so you actually feel like you're actually doing it.
Oh, my booby.
He says, but Mom, I am coming back.
Okay.
And when I do, you're going to be really happy.
What was that?
Oh, you're breaking up. We can't hear you.
If we can come back to a small dog again.
We can't hear you, Myra, anymore, but I think you said, can you tell him to come back in a small dog?
So, yeah, I think that's what you said.
Unfortunately, that's more up to them, you know? They have to find the right body, and they have to make sure that the body is healthy and the body's going to live long, and that it's going to be placed in a place where you're going to find it. And so, and sometimes they don't want to come back small, but we'll see. Maybe he does.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to come back any way she wants me to. I'm going to work it out, he says. Oh, cutie. Can't wait till we find Pina. I can't wait till Pina comes back. I wonder if he's going to be
I wonder what the Georgia, yeah, Georgia, what that connection is. I'm so curious.
I know, right? I'm really curious to see how that plays out.
All right, let's take our next caller. It's 7878. You're on. Go ahead. Give us your info.
Hi, this is Vince. And
hi, Vince.
And I have a female cat named Patches. She's white and gray. I don't have a picture of her on the internet.
That's okay. And so she's white and gray. So can you tell me where her gray is?
What's that, honey? On top?
Yeah, on top, and the white's on
the
bottom.
Just tell me what her feet looks like. What color is her face?
Her feet are...
her face.
Oh, her face.
No, not her face. Sorry.
Her face is white. The nose part, I think, is white, and the rest of it is gray.
The left side of her face is white, and the rest is gray.
Oh, cutie.
Yeah,
okay, so what do you guys want to ask Patches? What do you want to ask her?
Well, I have two questions to ask her. I wanted to find out if at any time when my wife and I have been out of the house, if anyone has come in here, if anyone's been here. And the other question is, she keeps, she has this wound on her leg she keeps chewing on, and she won't let it heal. I'm wondering what I should do about that, you know, because every time we bandage it up or something, she finds a way to take it off. We've had a cone on her head. She finds a way to get to it.
Oh,
so what
no.
Can we do?
Which leg is it?
I believe it's the... Is it? Oh, it's a left leg.
In the back.
Back left leg.
The left back. Okay, let's get her and see what she says. Patches, honey, did you hear your mom and dad? What do you think? She says there's a really nice lady that comes into the house. And she's always really sweet to me. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's my wife, Kathy.
Could it be someone else, though, too? Is there
maybe
someone
Billy.
Else?
Oh, sometimes one of her friends from work comes over to pay a quick little visit.
Oh, that must be who it is. So, but Patches, I think Mom and Dad are talking about, does somebody come into the house when they're not home that they don't know about, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah. She says, no, not really. Sometimes there's that funny man with the mustache that knocks on the door. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a neighbor.
Oh. But he doesn't come in without them.
No.
She says she's not scared at home alone. She says she's actually really quite brave.
Oh, good.
She says she really loves sun in the window. She says it's really important that you make sure that she has sun in the window.
Oh, yeah. Oh, since I lost the sight in my left eye, I stopped opening the back door because it hurts my eyes. And
yeah.
She likes the sun in that window.
Yeah. And she's
so
saying
she's missing that.
Yeah. And that she wants you to both know that she loves you both.
Oh.
I know she
says that her love for both of you is very, very pure.
Oh.
I know she misses me because I used to lay down at night to go to sleep, and she would come up and she would rub herself all over me and then plop her body towards me like to become one. But I started working night shift this week, and I think she misses it.
Oh, honey, do you understand Dad needs to work night shift? She says that it's easier for her, and she thinks that you're missing it a lot.
She's blinking her eyes.
I mean, she's saying, like, she's so cute because she's saying, like, yeah, it's hard for me, but really, it's much harder for Dad.
But about her leg, though, I mean, what can we do about it? And also, too,
what do we do about your leg, sweetheart? Because you can't keep chewing it. We need to make it better. It's so itchy.
Yeah.
She says you got to make it stop itching.
Oh.
I wonder how we do that.
She says if you take the itch away, she'll leave it alone.
Okay. So if she leaves it alone, it'll heal, right?
Yeah, but I wonder what you could put on it that would make it stop itching. Maybe you should do some research on that. Yep. Like, what could you...
We tried a cast with the vet. She got that off.
No, I think maybe something to spray on it or something to, like put on it that might help the itch.
I think what I'm going to do is take her to this vet. There's a vet that we had to go to on Christmas Day because... our other cat became paralyzed, and we had to put him to sleep. And he was a beautiful black cat. We had him for 11 years. But they're at an emergency animal clinic, and I think she misses him. But the doctor was really sweet, and I think I might take her there and see what the doctor suggests.
Oh, there you go.
So,
she says she misses her friend, but she knows he's around her.
She does watch him.
Yeah.
His spirit, yeah.
She says, he does stretching kneading all the time. He does stretching kneading.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she sees him all the time.
Yeah,
she says she's a pure angel. She said that she's an angel.
Oh.
That's so cute. It's
oh my
so
gosh.
Cute. I just I'm a pure angel.
So cute. Well, thank you so much for your call. And maybe try going to that vet and then see what they say. But I wonder if there's something you could, like some sort of homeopathic thing you could put on to stop itching that's safer.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, something.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, that's hard. I know they always get those things off. Like little bandages.
I know, right? Especially the cat. I love her how she was talking about all the people that come to the house. They're like friends, neighbors.
I know. So cute. All right. We're going to keep going because I want to get to as many callers as we can. 691.
I can't believe we're still flying with this longer show. It's like, wow.
I know.
Here we go again.
I know. Yeah, here we go again. 6915, 6915. You're on. Tell us all the great info. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Barb. And my dog, Haley, passed away a year ago. It'll be a year ago tomorrow.
Oh. And tell me, what did Haley look like?
Haley was a red golden retriever that lived till 14.
Oh, nice. And so what would you like to ask Haley?
Just when is she coming back? She was like a little angel, and I just miss her so much. And when is she going to reincarnate?
I know, right? Okay, so let's see. Let's get Haley. Haley, are you there? I'm totally coming back to you. She wants to know if you know the big dog that is so solid and strong that she's going to come back as one of his puppies. Do you know who that is?
The only dog that I know that's big and strong, it was, a Great Dane. And I can't have a Great Dane. My place is too small. I could not.
No, I thought you said it was like a golden. I thought it was a golden.
I don't know of any other goldens around me. I kind of want to get another golden, maybe like, even like an English cream.
She says, you got to listen. She says, this dog that I know is so strong. She says, you go on this windy road, and it's kind of like a farm, and they have all these dogs, and the woman keeps laughing. She keeps giggling all the time, and the dogs are really special, and she's the one with the really big eyelashes. That's interesting. I think she's saying she's either back now in a puppy or she's coming back really soon.
Yeah, because that's
so,
like...
Do you know where that place is?
No. It's a farm. I haven't even looked at. I don't even know where to get. Every dog I've ever gotten, it's been, like, presented to me. In fact, I got her the day I got her. I wasn't even going to get a dog. I had no intentions of it. My kids went to this puppy store, and I'm like, no. And then for the longest time, years before I ever got her, I envisioned her. And lo and behold, there was two golden retrievers, and one was a boy, and I didn't want a boy, and she was a girl. And I just loved her little spirit, and that's how I ended up with her. But that day, I had no intention of getting a dog. I just put new carpeting throughout my whole house. So it really divine.
I think that the dog will present itself still to you, but I think you need to do some research and start looking. And I think you should look for what you want in a golden retriever, like if you want that cream, but I think you should start looking. And, like, I see the dad, so I think the... If you get it from a breeder, I know I'm really big into rescue. Like, I think that people should rescue, but, you know, sometimes there's nice breeders out there too. And I think they'll have the dad, because she's talking about the dad being really strong. So I would start looking. And she keeps talking about, like, a windy road, some windy road. Where do you guys live? Like, what state?
I live in Illinois.
Are you near the country?
The what?
Are you near the country?
No.
So I have a feeling she'll be in the country.
Okay.
So, and the woman was going to giggle a lot. So you know you got the right place when the woman laughs a lot.
Okay. Let me ask you, did she, I just feel like I wish... that, you know, that she didn't have so much pain. Because I realize now that maybe she had cancer and that I didn't realize it. And I feel really bad.
It's so hard when we realize those things, like, after the fact.
Yeah,
I think what's so important. Yeah, I'll ask her, but I think what's so important to know is because, like, we're all a little bit like that. Like, I learn, like, the more and more animals I'm around and the more and more I see, like, how to see pain or recognize pain, you just learn more. And I think it's important just to bookmark it, like, in your mind, so that later on when you're like, okay, when I see that in another animal, then I know to have it go checked out.
Absolutely.
It's almost like you can play like a living amends to the past animals by seeing it in the newer animal and getting help. But mm-hmm. it's really hard. Like, sometimes we're not meant to see that kind of pain. Like, even for me, who's, you know, a pet psychic, there have been times where I have clients who are, like, really, like, focused on their animal, and they missed something, or they didn't get the animal to the vet. And I think when that happens, spirit doesn't want us to know. Like, it's supposed to sort of go that way. But let me ask her. And, like, sometimes we just dropped the ball and we messed up and we should have done it. And that's important to just kind of remember that and think about, like, God, why did we drop the ball? Like, why did we put our own needs before theirs? And to kind of remember that so we can change in the future. I mean, we just can't be perfect. That's really important to remember. You just can't be perfect, and you can't carry that guilt with you, because on the other side, they don't want you to have that guilt. It's really rare that I'll hear an animal, like, tell off a human. I mean, every now and then I do, but it's really rare. Like, if you feel guilty, let it go, because they don't want you to hold on to it. But let me ask her about that. Hold on. What I want to tell my mom, she said that she was kind of hiding it from you, too. Because I didn't really want to be sick. And my mom and I, we kind of, like, just get through things. I thought I could just get through it. But then when it was really bad, my mom noticed. And my mom helped me. My mom was really good at helping me. She said when she really needed it, you stepped up. Do you feel like that's true?
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, I did. I didn't realize, you know, like the panting, you know, and I'm thinking it's not hot mm-hmm. or anything. Why is she panting, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I took her to the vet, and that's when they said that, you know, she was, it's pain.
Well, when I hear panting can be so many different things. So, yeah, like panting can be that they're hot, right? Panting can be stress. Panting can be that they're in pain, but sometimes panting is acid reflux. And acid reflux, and, you know, the animals will pant in the middle of the night, and they just need, like, coconut oil, or they need to be on a grain-free diet, and it's not cancer in their belly. So, you know, panting is really hard to, like, to catch. And if you don't know to get that checked out, a lot of people don't. So I wouldn't mm-hmm. beat yourself up over that. A lot of people let that go. And sometimes panting is really not something really serious. It's just they should be off brain.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, because at the end, like, she couldn't walk. Her back end just totally gave out.
Yeah. You did it at the right time. You helped her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you will have to let us know if you find her on a country, in the country, with a big daddy, big strong daddy.
Okay.
Yeah. And with someone who giggles a lot too, right? Isn't that what you said, Laura?
Yeah. The breeder.
The breeder. That's so amazing. Thank you so much for your call. All right. You know, it's time for words of wisdom with Storm King and friends.
I'm so excited to talk to Stormy. So
knock
proud
knock
of you who are just tuning in from Stormy. Stormy died last Thursday, and he does words of wisdom, and we're going to get him from heaven, and he's going to do words of wisdom from heaven. Hey, buddy, are you there? What do you think? Hey, He wants to tell everybody he's so happy about the love you all sent him. I felt everyone praying for me. And I felt everyone talking to me and sending me love. And I've been trying to touch you all. And I just want you to know that heaven is more than what you think it is. It's like bright skies and bursting love. And it's just so joyous. And I miss my mama, kind of. But not really, because I'm with her all the time. But I want you to know that I'm still here. And I'm doing Words of Wisdom. And I just want you all to believe. Just believe, because I'm so thankful for all your thoughts and prayers and wishes.
Oh, my buddy.
Oh, so cute.
I'm just amazed that he's still able to come in and do Words of Wisdom. This is like the coolest thing ever.
I know, and you know what? It makes me want to cry, because he doesn't feel so like, even though he was so full of wisdom and so full of love and light and smiles when he was alive, he feels to me like out of pain, you know? Like
yeah.
He feels
yeah.
like he's not old anymore. That's such a beautiful feeling.
It is, especially like the last, you know, like more recently we've had to like wake him up in the middle of it and, you know, his body just like he was so tired, you know?
I know.
And he doesn't have that anymore.
You know, I'm crying, a little guy.
I'm crying too. I'm sure we're not the only ones. There's got to be other people crying too.
I know. I just loved like what everybody did for him and stuff. Like, I'm so glad he brought that up, because it was so touching to see everybody like write about him and pray for him and light candles for him and just like think about him and our family. And I feel so blessed about that. It was like the coolest thing to see such an outpouring of love for him and for the family.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing. Like your Facebook page and the Pet Psychic Radio page like had so many comments and beautiful words. And we got a couple calls last week when I had to do the show. And people called in, and it was just so cool, and they wrote messages and whatnot, so it was really lovely.
And so you all remember that I'm offering that special. The coupon code is I Love Stormy in caps on my website, which is thepetpsychic.com, and that's 15% off, which is a lot off, really, I think, for my little buddy, in honor of him.
In honor of Storm King. Yes, for sure. I Love Stormy is the keywords, right?
I Love Stormy. Yeah, I call him, like, I never knew that I called him, like, buddy so much. And, like, the acupuncturist that I was taking Stormy to, like, every Monday, he gave me this receipt, and he wrote in the pet's name, he wrote buddy. And I was like, I called Stormy buddy. So much that he thought Stormy's name was Buddy.
That's really funny. This one's for you, Buddy. That's hilarious. Well, you know, it's the end of our show, and if you didn't get on the air, don't worry. Call us again next week. We try to take as many calls as we can in, you know, our new format. We'll try to be quicker again next time. Until then, you can go to thepetpsychic.com and get your coupon code ILOVESTORMY for a 15% discount. And you can get tips on animal communication and look at Laura's blog. Also, like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/petpsychicradio. And if you're not following us on Twitter, please do so at thepetpsychic. So we'll see you all next week. I played this song last week. It's a song of mine that I wrote.
dedicated to, you know, our loved ones on the other side. So this one's for you, buddy, aka Storm King, Stormy. What other names do you got for him?
Oh, Storm King Mountain, Little Man, he's all sorts of things.
All right. Well, this one's for you, and we'll see you all next week at our new time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Talk to the animals.
Bye, everyone. Talk to the animals.
Rattle the chains, flicker the lights. I'll loan you my bedsheet, it's glowing white. I'd rather be with you as a ghost and I'm with you. Thank you.